Hello and welcome back to USB Our Guest Cybersecurity Tips. Today's episode covers the Microsoft Server Exchange hack. I have a few links to articles in the show notes. The articles from ZDNet and Krebs on Security will give you a quick, informative guide to the hack. The second ZDNet article has a link to Microsoft's GitHub account, where they have published a script that can check the security status of Exchange servers. The other links help fill in the gaps with a deep dive. So, disclaimer here, this is a fairly technical hack. The purpose of this episode is to give you a high-level overview of the hack, a timeline, who's responsible, and what to do. So first, what is the hack? Multiple vulnerabilities in Microsoft Exchange servers were found by the bad guys. They use these vulnerabilities to create an attack chain that can lead to remote code execution, or RCE, server hijacking, backdoors, data theft, and additional malware deployment. The timeline that I'm going to go over next is pulled from Krebs on Security. The timeline is not to cast an additional blame, but to highlight just how complicated finding and patching vulnerabilities is and how quickly things can escalate. January 5th, DevCore alerts Microsoft of its findings. January 6th, Veloxity spots attacks that use unknown vulnerabilities in Exchange. January 27th, Dubex alerts Microsoft about attacks on a new Exchange flaw. February 2nd, Veloxity warns Microsoft about active hacks on previously unknown Exchange vulnerabilities. February 8th, Microsoft tells Dubex that it has escalated its report internally. February 18th, Microsoft confirms with DevCore a target date of March 9th for publishing security updates for the Exchange flaws. Now this is when it ramps up. February 26th to the 27th. Targeted exploitation gradually turns into a global mass scan. Attackers start rapidly backdooring vulnerable servers. March 2nd. A week earlier than previously planned, Microsoft releases updates to plug 4 zero-day flaws in Exchange. March 10th. Tens of thousands of Exchange servers compromised worldwide, with thousands more servers getting freshly hacked each hour. March 5th. Krebs on Security breaks the news that at least 30,000 organizations in the US and hundreds of thousands worldwide now have backdoors installed. March 9th. Microsoft says 100 to 400,000 Exchange servers globally remain unpatched. March 9th continued. Microsoft Patch Tuesday. Redmond patches 82 security holes in Windows and other software, including a zero-day vulnerability in its web browser software. March 12th. Microsoft says there are still 82,000 unpatched Exchange servers exposed. Groups trying to take advantage of this vulnerability are attempting to implant ransomware and other malware that could interrupt business continuity. What's truly astonishing and scary about the last one is that there's still 82,000 unpatched Exchange servers exposed as of March 12th. Who's responsible for the known attacks? Hafnium. Their state-sponsored Advanced Persistent Threat group from China. While Hafnium hails from China, they also use VPNs located in the US to disguise their location. But is it just Hafnium? No. Once a zero day has been found by the bad guys and patches are released, it becomes a race by other bad guys to exploit the vulnerability before systems are patched. What do you do? If you haven't done so, first, use the link in the show notes to the Microsoft Security Response Center and apply security fixes ASAP. Second, use Microsoft's GitHub tools for mitigation link in the show notes also. The script has three operations that it performs. It mitigates against current known attacks, scans the server using Microsoft Security Scanner, and attempts to remediate compromises detected by the Microsoft Security Scanner. Yet another reason to patch or update systems or programs as soon as they are available. I did an entire episode on updates. I'll put a link in the show notes or scroll up or down to get to it. That's all for today's episode. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, drop me a line at anchor.fm/usbog or email me at usbourguest@gmail.com. If I've helped you in any way, please consider telling friends or family about the podcast, or rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you use to listen. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and patch your servers.